This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm pretty good, Dave.
Good to hear. Today we're talking about Ben's column titled Yes, He Can, that appeared in the online edition of the Reader on November 13, 2008. This article argues that a President Obama will not, contrary to what many believe, enhance Mayor Daley's power and influence by an order of magnitude. Ben, after I finished reading all the arguments you present to disconnect the Daley-Obama power cord, I get the feeling that you wrote the whole thing tongue-in-cheek.
Well, no. Obviously, there's a connection, a strong connection between Daley and Obama. What I was trying to do with that story and what I've tried to do with other stories like it is to point out the exact relationship between Obama and Daley, that it's not quite like any other political relationship in this town, because it's the only time that I can think of where a politician from Chicago has actually outgrown Mayor Daley and is greater than Mayor Daley. And I think it's very difficult for people in Chicago, particularly people who despise everything that Mayor Daley represents, to come to terms with that. But the reality is that Barack Obama is the president-elect of the United States, as I put it in the column. He's the leader of the free world. I think that eclipses the power of our mayor, as powerful as he is. I spend so much of my time describing how much power Mayor Daley has in Chicago. But Dave, I recognize that Chicago is just one small universe in a much larger universe.
So it sounds like you're sort of doing therapy for the people who are fixated on the power of Chicago.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get them to take the broader view of what the reality for Obama is.
Your article doesn't mention one thing that some of the mayor's detractors are afraid will happen, namely that President Obama will get rid of Patrick Fitzgerald as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, thus removing some of the threat that Fitzgerald poses to patronage and insider deals in city government. Did you deliberately leave that out?
Yeah, because, first of all, I don't think he'll do that. I think it would be one of the stupidest moves he could ever make, and I would never accuse this guy of being stupid. There's absolutely no reason for him to do that. Furthermore, there's no reason for Mayor Daley to ask him to do that. The notion that there's only one prosecutor in the entire universe willing to go after Mayor Daley is a little simplistic. I've seen no evidence, actually, that Fitzgerald's investigation is going to go all the way to the fifth floor and target Mayor Daley. It seems like it's stopped just outside his office. So the notion that, well, if we get rid of Fitzgerald, there it goes, nobody else will ever investigate corruption in Chicago, is, I think, a little simplistic.
But isn't it possible that that sort of reaction is based on the history of federal prosecutors in Chicago not going after people the way Fitzgerald has?
I disagree. First of all, I can go back in time. The federal prosecutors, for better or for worse, have convicted and sent to prison, I think, three different governors in the state of Illinois. They pretty much did a pretty good job of sending to prison some of old man Daley's, not this current member. I always try to remind people that before this Mayor Daley was mayor, there was another Mayor Daley who was probably even more powerful. And some of his closest aides, not only in City Hall, but also in the council, went to jail. The Fed spent the better part of the 80s locking up judges and aldermen. So it's not as though political corruption charges began with Fitzgerald. So I commend Fitzgerald for doing a good job. I think it's simplistic of people in Chicago to act as though he's the only prosecutor who's ever prosecuted powerful people. I think the record is exactly the opposite. I think the last thing in the world Barack Obama would want to do is to leave himself so vulnerable to criticism that he is a flunky for Mayor Daley and that he is ignoring corruption in his hometown by removing Fitzgerald, an act that would be so brazenly political. It would haunt him. So I just don't think it's worth his while to do so. And I just think that's paranoia, actually. I just don't think it's a real issue.
In keeping with your role as a therapist.
Yes, keeping my role as a therapist to Chicago's stricken masses.
I think we'll leave it there.
Excellent.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Dave.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.